Welcome back, writers. Today, I don't have a topic to discuss. I have a story to tell. How's it going, writers? Today, I'm going to tell you one of the craziest stories I've had during my illegal graffiti times. So, obviously, throughout the years, doing what I do, I have gained a couple of experiences, some stories worth telling. But today, I'm going to share with you a very unique story. A story that involved us calling the cops while we were committing a crime. So stay tuned, and let's get into this. Okay, so this was an insane night. So we had planned, Blizz and I, me and my partner in crime, decided we were gonna go painting on this in particular night. And there was a specific flood tunnel that we'd like to go to. And, you know, it was already covered in graffiti. We weren't the first ones to do it. We certainly weren't the last. And it had become a common spot for us. We would paint there all the time. And so we went through the process that day. We had our sketches drawn. We had went and supplied our paint, gathered our stuff, made a plan. And we hung out all day. And then, so later that night, probably, I would say around 10 or 11 p.m. the night. So, we had gotten to the tunnel, and we go in the tunnel, and we're painting. He's working on his piece. I'm working on my piece. I think, actually, if I recall correctly that night, I was trying my best to paint a character that night instead of my typical letters that I do. I was trying to come up with some kind of mural concept with this weird winged monster. If you've seen the pictures, it does not look good. It just looks like this monster is melting because the paint was dripping so bad. This was more towards my toyish days. But basically, so we had been there for, I don't even know, we had been there for at least 2 hours, just painting, practicing, tagging, doing our thing. Throughout the night, and we try our best to keep our lights low and we try to keep quiet, but the tunnel's pretty secluded, so there's not a lot we had to worry about. And I remember I needed to catch some air, so I had walked out to the open end of the tunnel that was toward next to the street. The other end faced out towards a field. I was standing out towards the end of the street, and I was just standing there, and I was taking my breath and relaxing my fingers, because sometimes spraying those caps can really put a strain on your muscles, your finger muscles at least. And right as I turned around, I walked in and I was walking towards Blizz. And when I got there, I heard the loudest crash, like just crashing sound, like just pure, like I don't even know how to explain it. It was just so loud. It literally felt like the earth was having an earthquake. And I look at Blizz and I was like, yo, dude, did you hear that? And he turns to me and he goes, no, I didn't hear anything. And I was like, okay, well, let's go check it out. We really need to go check it out. And so we go out there. And so where this flood tunnel comes out to the street, next to the street is a huge ditch. And that's where this kind of runs and it leads the water. And there's a car that had gone off the side of the road into the ditch. And Blizz and I look at each other and with wide expressions on what do we do now. We have all of our supplies in the tunnel. Back in the day, before I got smart, I used to carry around a big black tote of my paint. It was never just a backpack. It was a backpack is highly recommended, or some kind of bag. You can easily put stuff away and get away more quietly and quicker. But I had a tote. All of the paint was all over the place. Everything was out. Sketches were out. Drinks were out. Bags were unloaded. I had my keys and my wallet sitting on my bag. They weren't even in my bag. They were just sitting on the bag. So we both looked at each other, and him and I, both being lifeguards, went into full lifeguard mode. I mean, adrenaline pumping, full first aid, first responder situation. So we ran over to the car. I opened the door, and as soon as I opened the door, the first thing I smell is just heavy, heavy alcohol. And I mean, like, a lot. Oh my gosh, this older lady was driving after a lovely night of drinking, and oh god, this night. So I look at Blizz and I'm like, call 911, call 911 right now. And so he gets on the phone with 911 and he calls them, and I'm talking with the lady and I'm going, are you okay, ma'am? Are you okay? Does anything hurt? Can you see me? Do you hear me? You know, her engine was smoking, her airbags were popped, everything was destroyed. And she goes, yeah, I was just trying to find the bar that's over here. And I just chuckled. I was like, I don't think you need to find another bar, ma'am. I think you've had plenty to drink. And she goes to get out of her car, and I was like, no, ma'am. I would like you to just stay sitting still. I don't want you to further injure yourself. I don't want anything to happen. So just stay here, stay conscious with me and talking to her. I go, my name is et cetera. I'm not going to actually say it. And then that's my friend over there. We're both lifeguards here over at the rec center in town. And we're going to do everything we can to help you until 911 or, well, the police arrive. And she looks at me with the most straightest face ever and goes, you guys are lifeguards? What, are you from California or something? And, you know, I know the story probably isn't as funny to you, but I really just want to share this story with you. So it doesn't end. Okay, so it doesn't end there. Okay, so I'm gonna keep going. It doesn't end there. So I look over at Blizz and I'm like, dude, what are we gonna tell the police when we get there? When they get here? Why are we here? We don't even have the car parked anywhere near us, and all of our stuff is in that tunnel. What are we gonna tell them? It's like 12 p.m. at night. I guess it'd be 12 a.m. And so him and I come up with, he's like, okay, we'll run over to the car, drive it over here before the police get here, and then we'll tell them that we were just driving by and we saw her swerve off the road. And so I run as fast as I can. I get to the car. I drive the car all the way over to the spot. I park it, and as soon as I get out of the car, police arrive. Literally perfect timing. It was insane timing. And so the police get there, they get our statements, they get our names, they ask what happened. I tell them what happened, what we saw, what she said, what I noticed. I kind of just gave them the whole story. But then we faced a whole nother problem. All of our stuff was in the tunnel, and the cops could see the entrance to the tunnel. And I mean, I phones, wallets, keys, paint. I mean, everything was left behind. How are we just going to walk back into the tunnel and then walk out with all of our stuff when they're going to be here for a while dealing with this lady, getting her car out of the ditch, the police paperwork, everything? So what Blizz and I do is we leave the scene, we drive around the block, park, and then so that side where the tunnel opens up in the field, where they can't see us, we cross into the field and down, and then we go straight into the tunnel and we gather up all of our stuff super quietly, and I mean really quietly. And I peek around the corner, and you can see all the cops there, and you see all the red and blue lights and the paramedics and the firemen, and the tow truck shows up and is towing the car out. And we slowly pack everything in. Now, the way that this field or this tunnel opens up in the field is you can't exactly just walk in because it's a giant field, but it's water filled up to your knees. That meant we had to jump over the tall wall that was there. And that's really difficult to do when I have a giant black tote of paint. So I had to get a little creative. So Blizz climbed up. I was going to pass it up to him. I get it. We're walking out. Everything go. I pass up the tote. It slips. And then the paint scattered everywhere and makes the loudest noises I've ever freaking heard in my life. It was almost louder than the car crash itself. At least it felt like it, because it's just so quiet and we're so focused. And all of a sudden, I mean, if you ever heard a paint can rattle, it's kind of noisy. It's not exactly the most quietest thing in the world. So our hearts drop. Luckily, the graffiti gods were looking out for us. They didn't hear anything. Packed up, passed it up, snuck out, got back down all the way to the car, and then took off. I still have the videos to this day. I wish I could share them with you guys, but it was the craziest story. I mean, the graffiti artist that they were looking for, I mean, obviously they were looking for us. We had done, you know, graffiti in multiple locations throughout that area, and they had investigations for us. And we were literally right under their noses. It's almost like we had to call the police on ourselves. And whether or not this story is funny to you, it'll be an experience that I will tell forever, literally forever. All right, writers, that pretty much wraps up this story. I hope you guys enjoyed this story. The story was 100% true. Did not make any of it up. It happened about a year and a half ago. If I knew you, if I were to show you, I would show you the video evidence that I have. But I don't, so you're going to have to go off my word and trust that I am a trustworthy person. So I hope you guys take care. Don't drink and drive. And don't do illegal things just in general. Take care, writers. Peace out. Hey, writers. Surprise bonus clip. I actually just found the footage of that night. It's a 10-second clip. I'll let you listen to the audio.
Well, the police just arrived. This lady crashed her car in the ditch. Will and I were the first responders, made sure she was all right. Police are now here. I had to call 911. We have to wait it out.
All right, riders. Peace out.